Mr. Vov, after applying this blood, which was a mixture again of the bull's blood and the goat's blood, after applying it on the corners of the Mizbeach, the Kohen Gadol would remove the ashes and the coals from the top of this Mizbeach, HaZahav. The Ketores had been burnt there, so he would remove what was there, and then his Alta Horosh on Mizbeach Sheva Pa'amim, he would throw the blood on the literally open part of the Mizbeach. This refers to the top of the Mizbeach. 7 times, he would dip his finger into the blood and sprinkle it 7 times, Ushiyari Hadom, and the remainders of the blood, which is still inside the utensil, after having thrown blood towards the Pareches and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the corners of the Mizbeach HaZahav, and the top of the Mizbeach HaZahav, whenever he had sprinkled it, he had done it with his finger, so there wasn't so much blood which has gone away, so there is still blood left over. What would he do with that? He would pour it onto the eastern part of the Yesoid, of the outer Mizbeach. The outer Mizbeach had a Yesoid, which was a sort of base of the Mizbeach. It didn't go all the way around the entire Mizbeach, but around parts of the Mizbeach, there was a sort of part of the Mizbeach came outwards a bit at the bottom. So this sort of base, this Yesoid at the bottom of the Mizbeach, surrounding part of the Mizbeach, that's where he would pour the blood, the Mizbeach HaChitzein. And when it comes to korbanos which are brought on the outer Mizbeach, after he has applied the blood which he needs to apply on the corners, any leftover blood, he would pour on the Yesoid, which was on the south side of the Mizbeach. And the truth is, in these two places, in the west side and in the south side, where he would pour the blood onto the Yesoid, so there were 2 holes in the Yesoid, in this base, and the blood would go through the holes, and both the blood which was poured in the hole of the Yesoid, which was on the west side. So that refers to the blood, which was the goat and the bull's blood, as well as the blood which was poured on the south side, the hole which was on the Yesoid in the south direction, the south side of the Mizbeach. They would both misarvin bo'amah. They would combine, they would mix in the canal of water which ran through the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yitzel Nachal Kidron, and that canal flowed out into the Kidron Valley, where there was possibly some sort of small river over there. And that blood which was mixed with the water, it was sold to gardeners for fertilizer to make things grow in the ground better. They would sometimes use blood for that. However, since this came from a korban, from Beis HaMikdash property, it's forbidden for them to just use it like that. If they use it like that, then umerlin bohen. That is considered to be me'ilah, which is when one uses something belonging to Beis HaMikdash for his own benefit. However, if they pay for it, then they are allowed to use it and benefit from it.